March 7, The Daily Stoic. Don't trust the senses. Heraclitus called self-deception an awful disease, and eyesight a lying sense. Diogenes Laertius, Lives of the Eminent Philosophers, 9.7. Self-awareness is the ability to objectively evaluate the self. It is the ability to question our own instincts, patterns, and assumptions. Eosis, self-deception, or arrogant and unchallenged opinion, requires that we hold all our opinions up to hard scrutiny, even our eyes deceive us. On the one hand, that's alarming. I can't even trust my own senses. I can't even pronounce these words, so no, I can't. Sure, you can't think about it that way. Or, sure, you could think about it that way. Or, you could take it another way, because our senses are often wrong, our emotions overly alarmed, our projections overly optimistic. We're better off not rushing into conclusions about anything. We can take a beat with everything we do and become aware of everything that's going on so we can make the right decision. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Time does not cancel sin. We have a strange illusion that mere time cancels sin. I have heard others, and I have heard myself recounting cruelties and falsehoods committed in boyhood as if they were no concern of the present speakers, and even with laughter. But mere time does nothing, either to the fact or to the guilt of a sin. The guilt is washed out not by time, but by repentance and the blood of Christ. If we have repented these early sins, we should remember the price of our forgiveness and be humble. As for the fact of a sin, is it probable that anything cancels it? All times are eternally present to God. Is it not at least possible that along some one line of his multidimensional eternity, he sees you forever in the nursery, pulling the wings off a fly, forever toadying, lying, lusting as a schoolboy, forever in the moment of cowardice or insolence as a subaltern? It may be that salvation consists not in the canceling of these eternal moments, but in the perfected humanity that bears the shame forever, rejoicing in the occasion which it refurnished to God's compassion, and glad that it should be common knowledge to the universe. Perhaps in that eternal moment, St. Peter, he will forgive me if I'm wrong, forever denies his master. If so, it would indeed be true that the joys of heaven are for most of us in our present condition an acquired taste, and certain ways of life may render the taste impossible of acquisition. Perhaps the lost are those who dare not to go to such a public place. Of course, I do not know that this is true, but I think the possibility is worth keeping in mind from the problem of pain. Jesus calling. Let him help you through this day. The challenges you face are far too great for you to handle alone. You are keenly aware of your helplessness in the scheme of events you face. This awareness opens up a choice to doggedly go it alone or to walk with him in humble steps of dependence. Actually, this choice is continually before you, but difficulties highlight the decision-making process. So, consider it all joy whenever you are enveloped in various trials. These are gifts from him, reminding you to rely on Him alone. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. Psalm 63, 7 and 8. Consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you are enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort or fall into the various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. James 1, 2 and 3.